Number 149. What makes you so special? Or only beats best? I guarantee that any reader from anywhere, in any business, in any profession, can learn something from the following book, Retail Superstars, Inside the 25 Best Independent Stores in America, by retail guru George Whalen. Guarantee? Yes. These are stores that literally give new meaning to the words special and gasp-worthy and wow. They personify one of my top 10 favorite quotes from the late Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. You do not want to be merely the best of the best. You want to be the only ones who do what you do. Retail Superstars begins, of course, in Fairfield, Ohio, home to Jungle Jim's International Market. The adventure in, quote, shoppertainment, as Jungle Jim's calls it, begins in the parking lot and goes on to 1,600 cheeses and, yes, 1,400 varieties of hot sauce, not to mention 12,000 wines priced from $8 to $8,000 a bottle. All this is brought to you by 4,000 vendors from around the world. Like virtually all the stores in the Little Big Things, customers flock to the doors from every corner of the globe. Then there's Apt Electronics in Chicago, Zabar's in Manhattan, and Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth, Michigan, a town of just 5,000. Bronner's 98,000-square-foot shop features the likes of 6,000 Christmas ornaments, 50,000 trims, and anything else you can name if it pertains to Christmas. Then there's the Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and Junkman's Daughter in Atlanta, and Smoky Mountain Knife Works in Sevierville, Tennessee. We finish the tour where we started, in Ohio. This time we visit Hartville Hardware in Hartville, Ohio. These stores demonstrate, prove actually, so many things. You can create a worldwide attraction and thrive as an independent in the age of the big box retailer. You can do anything. You can be from anywhere. You can make anything bizarrely, amazingly, stupendously special. Customer care finds a new definition. Showmanship finds a new definition. My point for you, if you run a training department, you can learn from this book. If you run a sales department of 1 or 101 people, you can learn from this book. If you run a purchasing department, dedicated to bizarrely, amazingly, stupendously special internal customer care, you can learn from this book. You can learn about special. You can learn about being, quote, the only ones who do what you do, unquote. You can learn about experience marketing. You can learn about the irrelevance of supersized competitors if you're special enough. You can learn about sustaining excellence. Inside the 25 Best Independent Stores in America gives new meaning to my trademark phrase, excellence always. If not excellence, what? If not excellence now, when? As I said with such outrageous self-certainty, I guarantee that any reader engaged in any activity who wants to can learn from this book. And I think, by the way, that you really should visit some of these stores. Call it a tour of excellence. So, is your product or service offering special? So bloody damn special it takes your customer's breath away? Live the super amazing, incredible, wow, only ones who do what we do flavor of special, or die professionally trying. Why not? Summary. Wow as legitimate aspiration, my excellent adventure. They say wow is quote-unquote too much. Life is pretty ordinary from day to day. Perhaps that is true. But the impossible is true, too. In my short six-decade visit to the planet, a few monumental things that absolutely positively could not happen did absolutely positively happen. Hitler and Tojo were defeated, and the defeated nations became great democracies and great economic powers. I was born on the day American soldiers landed in North Africa in World War II. India gained its independence and became the world's largest democracy and eventually started on the path toward economic preeminence. China's peasants revolted and 35 years later embraced capitalism. Europe became a huge and shining symbol of peace and prosperity and democracy after centuries upon centuries of being Earth's bloodiest real estate. Though the path was and is bumpy and setbacks have occurred, various flavors of democracy bloomed around the world. African Americans saw the civil rights movement achieve breakthrough after breakthrough, and an African American became President of the United States. The Berlin Wall was erected, and 30 years later, to the surprise of almost all, fell virtually overnight. Nelson Mandela was jailed and persevered and was freed and forgave and became president of post-apartheid South Africa with virtually no bloodshed. Yuri Gagarin traveled into outer space. Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. The sky became filled with satellites, transforming communication. Computers, generation after generation after generation, changed effectively everything. The cell phone changed our basic way of communicating. The internet changed our basic forms of communication and much, much else. Numerous diseases were conquered and many more contained. An organ was successfully transplanted. America made peaceful transition after peaceful transition after peaceful transition as the presidency changed hands from one political party to another. Each adventure above required traveling a long, long, long road with potholes galore. But the impossible did become possible and then reality again and again and again. Quote, wow, unquote, is quote, too much, unquote. Shame on you. Think again.